The Rush Hour for Southern Volkswagen. Get into the Christmas spirit with Southern Volkswagen. Free 5-year warranty across the entire range. Southern Volkswagen Ranella.
Great to have your company, Adelaide, for the final time in 2018. That's right, me and the big man, we're going to take our little break, our little siesta from the show. Just working right through, though. Running straight through the line, like what we're told, Carl Lewis style. Like Usain Bolt, no pulling up with us at the 60 jar, just rolling on through, and you've never looked better as I welcome you to our final show of 2018. Welcome, great man.
Thanks, Lou. Thanks, family. And to the wonderful people of the Salisbury Hotel yesterday, thank you very much for having us. Just it was fantastic up there, Lou.
Well, I'm suggesting right now a gathering in the assembly room right now would be the place to be. That front bar. I don't know about you. Oh. You disappeared. I stayed and had the steak, went back for a couple more.
Did you?
A couple of guest pours and a couple of, I got myself out of it as well. But fantastic
great
setup.
Fun
great to take the show on the road finally.
I like us on the road, Lou.
Yeah, me too. I like us in the white shorts. I like when we play away from home because you've got to be good. You've got to be a great, consistent show to deliver.
Yes, Lou.
It's easy jar in here, air conditioned comfort, 13 levels up, just casting an eye over our people. It's easy. But when you get out amongst it, amongst the breath, back when Jarman DNA first came to town.
It was good to be with my folk.
Talk about a special day for me. I felt it rub off. Did you see me? Didn't spill a drop. I felt Jarman-esque. I felt what it was like to be a
Jarman. You can pour a beer too, Lulu.
I did a lot of that.
I was a bit scratchy.
I was doing a lot of the look away stuff. Well, the ice cream shop next to me was well and truly open.
Right.
All right, today
what are we going
to
finish off with, Luke?
Well, Treads. We'll bring him in for the final time again because that contract is bloody watertight,
so he's done.
My friend. We're also going to talk some, obviously, some cricket and worst on ground, which is a segment we've ran for the majority of the year. It's going to be a best of. It's different to apologies. That's just where we stuff stuff up. Worst on ground is that medal that Jar's summed, I think he sewed up in April, Murph. Am I correct?
30 votes ahead at that stage,
And they suspended all betting and voting at that point. So that is coming up as well. Yeah. And we're going to just have a look at some of the highlights and not so highlights of 2018. Okay. But my favourite highlight, and without word of a lie, was when the great man, I give forewarning about what he had to do on the big stage when representing us. The Rush Hour in the EJ Witten game, and did he not deliver? He delivered in spades.
Jarman socking it on the ground. Oh! This is what he can do. This is what Jarman can do. We've been calling for it all night. Look at him. Look at him. He's moonwalking. This might be the greatest goal ever kicked in EJ Witten game history.
Thanks
Listen
to Channel
to
7 there, BT, JB and Timmy Watson, all in awe of my man.
Where did you...
Andrew, Juice, Newton, Jarman.
That was a few months ago, Luke.
I've never been prouder. That was my highlight of the year. I thought that you was your best performance outside of the mics, which was just great. All right.
All right. Let's give some money away too, Luke.
Hey, quickly, a cricket score.
Geez, half-empty stadium today.
It's hot. Very hot.
112 for four at the moment. Yep. Our boy Trav Head's going very well with young Hanscom.
All right, back to talk more cricket next. Don't forget, Die Friday, the last chance to win $1,000 and up to 6 Automasters lifelines when we roll the dice in the quiz with no name.
And we've got an empty Fat Santa's sack as well. There is so much stuff in there. We've got the summer barbecue pack, the Ego line trimmer kit as well. Yep. Coming up soon, Rush Hour with Jars and Louis at Triple M.
We're winning, Charlie Sheen style.
For Southern Volkswagen, 5-year warranty across the entire range. Treaders is coming up soon, Triple M. The Rush Hour, Jars and Louis for Southern Volkswagen. Their 5-year warranty is across the entire range of Triple M.
The KL name legacy will continue at Port Adelaide Jars with Darren, or Killer, who has been super successful as an elite tennis coach on the world tour. He's going to join the Port Adelaide board.
Brilliant.
He and Koshy have been close for some time. Killer says have been close with Koshy. Feels like the right time to take on this challenge. Cannot wait to really pass on what I've been able to learn. Of course, his latest successes came with Simona Halep, not only reaching number one in the world, but winning Grand Slams.
Well done, Daz.
So it's great to have the KL name back out there at Port Adelaide. Fantastic stuff. And Koshy, true to his word, said we're going to change at all levels, improve at all levels.
Well done.
I think that's a really nice start. All right, speaking of improving at all levels, I think we need the day-night test back. Would that be a fair assumption?
Yeah. They got it wrong.
Despite only being in play for a couple of years, I think we're conditioned now. I think the visitors... Interstate is a condition that Adelaide was going to be the day-night test.
Yes.
Obviously, India didn't want it. They got their say. They're the most powerful cricketing board in the world. But Cricket Australia CEO Kevin Roberts on Melbourne Radio has said, I think it's going to get back to the format we love, which is day-night.
there's also no hiding from the fact that not being a day-night test, we think that we would have had perhaps 15,000 or so interstate visitors come here if it was a day-night test. So there's no doubting that we've lost that particular group of fans for this test.
Does it crystallise in your mind that this test should now be day-night?
Absolutely.
Kevin Roberts there, CEO of Cricket Australia. Mm. And absolutely, because they're really concerned of what sort of crowd they're going to get in Perth.
Mm. Well, we had 23 yesterday in that the heat.
Shocking,
no public transport. Cost to go to the cricket.
Outrageous.
To and from.
Yep.
Yeah. That'd be fair.
Oh, absolutely. So many add-ups, whereas...
And the stigma of this current Australian cricket side.
Absolutely. And that knock-on of that has been enormous, and you can't underestimate that at all. But the idea of it, I mean, and I know we're unlucky that we've copped 39-38, but if it was the day-night format, I mean, you can stomach that and you can get down after work. And from an interstater's point of view, you can go, absolutely.
Yep.
So we've got a review going on at the moment too on the Cricket Juice, if you want to cast an eye up there and just...
Yep. Young Travy Head.
Yeah.
Looked like an LB, but... He's all good. He's safe.
Just another great example of
he's safe.
How Cricket Australia are trying hard to win us over, Jar.
Mm.
Social media branding. So it's obviously you've got the sponsor domain, who are the number one key sponsor for the test. It's your test in all of their branding messaging. I mean, that's okay if you live in Adelaide, it's your test. But for anyone else.
You're not a fan?
Oh, geez, we're over the top at the moment, trying to win it back.
Oh, trying too hard, Lou.
Absolutely. Let the cricket, let it go about it. Mm. Do the right things. Be receivable when it comes to media. Give like they are.
Yep.
Let Fox and Channel 7 get their access. Yep. Absolutely.
They're trying too hard.
They've been able to get the cricket, the batting coaches, the bowling coaches on 7. Fox have been really good. That stuff's great.
Yeah.
This stuff that makes you want to puke green stuff that's come out either on social media or out in the platform, play with us, wish with us, do with us, help with us, get on your knees and pray with us. That sort of stuff has to stop from my point of view because, you know, it's an overcorrection.
It is.
All right?
Yeah, good call.
Australian public
good
can
call.
See through this heavy-handed sell.
Yes.
Just give us, you know what you give us? Give us access to go to the cricket and not cost us a small mortgage or an overdraft.
There you go. That's it. You've just nailed it.
Do you know what I mean?
Go and ring the CEO of Cricket Australia.
Find a way to pay the players still, but just don't hurt the public. We'll come if it's a feasible outcome when it comes to the family budget.
Because the hip pocket has been slaughtered.
Oh, there is no nerve left. It's been hit so hard.
And there's nothing left.
There's nothing there.
So there you go.
And that goes for everybody. It's got to be accessible to the common man.
Mm.
And that way we'll get it all back because everybody still wants to be a part of it. Mm. You've just got to make sure that it doesn't tear us apart.
Because crowd numbers are down.
Yep.
Crowd numbers are down for the famous Adelaide Test, Lulu, the first 2 days. So hopefully in the next 2 days it picks up with the cooler weather coming in as I speak.
Quick word, Aaron Finch.
Finch dog.
Did he forget, obviously, Duck Club final time in 2018?
Yeah, well
final
done.
Show.
Yeah, Finchy, well done.
Forgetting he didn't have the coloured pyjamas on and he was in the whites?
I thought he was in the T20 outfit, Lou. I'm telling you, I've said it from day one. He's a T20 and a 50 over specialist.
Do you know what would be a great coup for the show to finish on 2018?
What's that, Lulu?
Finchie rings in before 4.
Charles Louis, Rush Hour in Triple M. Charles Louis, Rush Hour, 104.7 Triple M. Well done to Jack from Highbury, who's won the summer barbecue pack.
Jacko.
Jacko boy.
Fat Santa has struck again. Yeah. The summer barbecue pack, by the way. It's got the beers, the Pirate Life beers. Cheers to Pirate Life Brewing, opening a brand new brewery tap room in March next year. And you get the Thomas Farms Kitchen Market Store $75 voucher as well. By the way, if you get a kilo of lamb loin chops free, when you spend $75 or more, check out the website thomasfarmskitchen.com.au.
What I love about Fat Santa is he's more consistent than the Jackal. Strike rate is outstanding.
Jackal's had a very poor year.
And the question that needs to be asked, is the Jackal returning in 2019? With us because have we had a look at the lineup, Jar, that we're going to roll with you and all? This man, in different year,
he will be back.
Put
but
Bambi back up
changes.
Again, aka Andrew Gaze, who survived one hit. Normally, once you survive one, you can't go back on.
Andrew Fagan.
Fagan, yeah, well, he isn't going anywhere yet.
Don't
up there. ScoMo.
Andrew
Gage. Sean Marsh, you got the wrong Marsh, mate. You got the wrong Marsh.
Oh, no.
You needed Mitch.
And Steve Marshall.
Yeah. No.
You put that one.
Yeah. No, not even close. Not even close.
But
all right.
The Jackal will be back next year.
Righto. As we said, final show. Worst on Ground coming up later in the show, which is a homage basically to Jar, who now, if I have to back to back.
Have I gone back
five,
to back?
Used to be known as 5-2 when I first started.
Right.
which is 5 Foss,
yeah,
2 McGarry.
Yeah.
Now you can add in an EJ Witten.
Yeah.
All right. And now it'll be back to back worst on ground. I mean,
I'm so proud of you.
The pool room must be bursting as we speak, mate.
It's getting renovated.
You must honestly sound like Santa and his sleigh when you walk. You must jingle. You must jingle everywhere you go. How's your neck keeping all those medals on?
I've got to go to Margie at physio.
Margie Barry. Marks, fix that, please, because he's going to be in a real stoop in a minute.
Right.
I just want to play a couple of things. And this is where
we go, Lee.
It's probably more a message to you and I to have a good hard look at ourselves over the break and see what we can offer up, because I want to take this back to our top 8 predictions for season 2018. Right. You'll go first and then I'll go second.
Right,
be fair to say that you might be the footy expert on this show.
8th. I'll start with 8th. Hawthorn Footy Club.
7.
Essendon Football Club.
6.
Port Adelaide.
5.
Sydney Swans. Your boys will be up.
4.
Crows, they'll be sitting around 4.
3.
GWS.
2.
Geelong.
1.
Then that just leaves
the
running
Richmond
Premier.
Football Club. As long as they don't get ahead of themselves and don't get any serious injuries to their key players, there's no doubt they'll be knocking on the door for GF.
Nice work. You got 5 of the 8.
Okay. So
I was just keeping on. But not in correct order.
What was
that game called? Remember when you had to guess the colours in order and you sat down one end and you had the little hood over the top of your 4 colours and then you worked your way down the board with X amount of goes, putting it in and out of the holes to get the colour combination right.
I have no idea.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks for playing along, you guys. You're fantastic.
Now,
snap.
All right. What's your snap?
All right, now here's my attempt at 2018's top 8 juice. My top 8.
Yes, sir.
Western Bulldogs, 8th. Richmond.
Wow.
7th. Essendon, 6th.
Yep.
And let me just add this to the mix and a bit of fuel to the fire. Joe Danner will win the Coleman and will win the Brownlow.
Can you stop it there, please?
5.
Then I've got the Giants.
Hang on.
Cats are 4th.
Yeah.
I just rule me out.
He didn't even play.
After 6 rounds,
well,
you know what he did?
He collapsed.
He lied to us all.
Yeah.
He didn't even tell us he had the osteoitis.
You're right, so you got
I should have got a frigo, a mulligan on that.
You got any more to go with?
Oh, there's plenty there, but you don't want to hear it. You don't. I play you one other one? And this is how I knew you were going to play well at the EJ Witten. And an incident happened here in studio, and I gave you fair warning. And I think this sent you on to rush hour greatness.
Paper cut.
Oh, he's gone down.
Sheepish.
That's the sort of toughest you'll see on Friday night, family. Have a great night.
You're going to be ruled out.
A paper cut.
It was brutal.
And that, I mean, a surgeon's hands.
That's what they are.
You know, you got to take care of those things. Are they insured?
Yes, they are.
Oh, thank God. Are they Daisy Duke insured? For $2 million, at least, yes. I'll tell you what, if you haven't got them covered, be safe in the knowledge that I've taken out a policy as well. And that might be on your entire body.
So no predictions, are we? We're just going to come back in good health.
So normally we set you the challenge of
lose 10 kilos.
Actually, straight up. Let me rephrase. Normally you spruik. I'm coming back a new man, Lou. I'm coming back skinny, blah, 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 and then a calf blowout or something derails you, or I catch up with FUD or something like that, and that's it. None of that this year. I just want to see you next year.
All right, buddy.
Ready to go, because you and I are part company, and that'll be the last time we'll see each other today. Until we return. And Murph, same deal.
Is he back next year?
No.
Is he?
Oh. What?
I got told otherwise.
Actually, I'm waiting on my exit meeting.
On Triple M's Rush Hour, it's time for our favourite Warren.
Because our Warren, Gary Treadgrave.
I'm sorry, I've got a good tan.
It is the last time we'll see our favourite Warren in 2018 and that brilliant tan, which I'm suggesting may get a tad darker over the summer days that come. Treads, welcome.
G'day, boys. That's what happens when you see some sunlight.
G'day, champ.
You
look a bit pale. You're all right?
Hang on.
You feeling all right or not?
We're going to have
Casper.
A pale off, are we, Casper?
Hang on.
Righto, Treads. Footy. Let's talk a bit of footy first up. Give us the latest on the 666 format, which our understanding was if there was going to be a breach of it, it's instantly a free kick.
Yeah, so if you deliberately send someone behind the ball, the coaches already, I understand, were moving on asking questions on
loopholes.
This. Because what happened is, if you remember the old sub rule, if you breached it, you got a free kick in the middle of the ground.
Yeah.
Yep.
Remember that?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Then it turned into, okay, if you're doing that deliberately or you stuff it up, you then get a shot on goal.
Yep.
My understanding is the sub rule 6-6-6, if you deliberately, you know, you're up by, to go back to the showdowns this year, and you're both within a kick late in the game, you send, you know, Dom Pike or Ken Inkley send two behind the footy. Oh, well, we give away a free kick in the middle of the ground.
Concede.
You go, I'll cop that. I got two behind the play.
I like this.
But what's happened is the AFL's already smelt via the clubs giving some feedback.
Yeah.
There's going to be a 50-metre penalty involved. So right. If anyone who deliberately breaches the 6-6 and 6 from starting points from ball-ups,
They
are instantly going to get the free kick, and then they'll be marched 50 metres towards goal. And as we know at Adelaide Oval, that means a 35 to 40-metre set shot.
Straight past go, collect your 200 and have a free kick from 40 metres out.
That's good. Well, yeah, very good.
That is very good. Treads, no red cards. Good. Thank God, which is good.
But
a definite crackdown of the cheap shots that happened to players off the ball that caused the retaliations, a la maybe Andrew Gaff type situation.
Yeah, we heard that. We heard that from the CEO 18 months ago, and we still didn't even see that this year.
Yeah, I agree.
So I believe that when I see it.
All right, leave that there. Damien Hardwick, you just got to keep loving this bloke. After the shock prelim final loss, it's been revealed about 3 or 4 days later on the exit meetings. He said just 2 words to the boys. It was, shit happens.
It does.
Helped him move on.
Yeah, well, you know what? And also, too, if you watched his presser after they got rock and rolled by Collingwood, he said, we had a bad night. Yeah. And everyone goes, oh, Dusty wasn't fit. And he goes, no, make no mistake. We won through to a grand final. Dusty was playing. Yeah. And he was still carrying an injury. So don't say he wasn't fit. Mm. He was eligible to play, so he's fine. So I love the fact that Dimmer doesn't make excuses.
6 losses and 1 bad night, he called it.
Yeah.
Not a bad year.
But he's not the only one. Remember Essendon back in 2001? They were flying after 2000. Bad night. The year before Essendon, bad night. I know my team got to top of the ladder twice. We had a bad night, didn't perform. Shit does happen.
You've had a bad couple of years, your footy club.
Speaking of your footy club, Treads, 5 Minute Fire is at it again. Trying to get some more headlines suggested.
Saw him yesterday. Yeah,
dual captaincy might be on offer. Now, nothing will happen until midway through pre-season.
Well, that's what they say.
In terms of any endorsement of whoever gets the gig. But surely such a strong traditional club as Port Adelaide, where the captain wears the number one Guernsey. And we mocked it and joked about it the other week, that there'd have to be a number one and a number 11. If there's co-captains, they won't go down that path.
I wouldn't have thought the board, who have done everything to unite effectively brands in Port Adelaide and the power through, Magpies and the power through Port Adelaide are going to go back to breaking with tradition. I don't think that's ever happened. For a Sydney's been successful, won 2 flags with dual captains. But on the day, only one bloke gets to toss the coin.
Yeah.
And really, you need one figurehead. You don't need two. You've already got enough. You've got a coach, your CEO. You've got your key pillars, your president, all those things, and a captain. I don't think so. And I think it's out of two people.
Mm.
And I hope it's Tom Jonas.
Ollie Wines and
Tom Jonas. I think that's clearly the case. And if Ollie was 12 months, 18 months, I still think he's unbelievably mature in a lot of areas of his footy.
Mm-hmm.
But I still think he's, and this is, don't mean this to be disrespectful, but I know when I thought I could get the captaincy and I was ready, I wasn't ready. And I think he's at that case where he could just learn a little bit more, make himself more consistent performer, because his footy's been in waves. Yeah. Like even this year, had a really good year, I think finished second in the BNF.
Yeah.
But there are periods of time when he really dropped off. I think you need to get that as level as possible at the highest level, like Travis Boak did, to be able to take on the rigours of skipper. So I think Jonas would clearly tick every box. Ruthless, defence, plays the way, holds people to account.
Anyway. Last show of the year. Got a little gift for you. Great
you
go, man.
Thank you, boys.
Thank you for coming on in.
There you go, champ.
What is it?
You've had a good year.
No, it's good to have a look.
You've had a good year.
You're all right.
Great.
Well done.
No, not quite.
Good wine. Yeah, oh, no. What's penny. The other one?
Yeah.
Dry, instant bronze.
Spray that sucker on. Get out. Don't touch my legs. And don't spray it in here.
So apply wisely, drink wisely.
Let me spray one of your arms, wisely.
And thanks for a great 2018, mate. All
see
the
you
best.
Boys.
There he is. Warren Treadway on the Rush Hour with Jars and Louie on 104.7 Triple M. Jeez, nice tan, Jar.
Triple M. The Rush Hour's quiz with no name. Thanks to Automasters.
Short on mates or relatives? Automasters offer a free return Uber to home or work with car servicing and repairs. Call 1-300-AUTOMASTERS. See website for T's and C's.
For taking care of business this year, Jars. $1,000 every day up for grabs in the quiz with no name. So shout out to Big Carl over there in the West who's
been a
man.
Great friend this year, hasn't he, Carly?
Done wonderful things for us. And let's hope it goes off final day, Jars. Yeah. It's Die Friday as well. I've got a real treat for the family
well
today,
done,
too.
Luke.
So who's playing?
Dave from Echunga joins us. G'day, Dave. Dave. G'day, Dave. Dave.
Dave, you there?
It's Craig.
Craig, not Dave. It's Craig from Elizabeth. G'day, Craig.
How you going, guys? All right?
Yeah, they had two names on the screen there, mate. Do apologise.
No worries.
Oh, it's very nice. It's good to see you one answer to something else, Craig. That's very nice. Righto, mate. Left or right hand, how would you like it rolled today?
Oh, right hand's fine.
All right, okay. Very best. As everybody else knows, if it goes off the desk, I have to re-roll again. If it touches anything, we re-roll again.
Go, Lee.
Until we get a big number.
Here we go. Here we
go. What have you got?
Here we go, Craig.
Six.
Hang on.
You got
got six, Craigie boy.
No, he's got two.
He's got six.
He's got two dice.
He hasn't. He just got six.
He did two dice.
All right,
two
Craig.
Two dice. Six. He rolled up six. Could have been worse,
Murph. Well done, mate.
I could have rolled up a nine and a five.
Brilliant.
Six
auto masters, Craig, six from Elizabeth.
Yep. Geez, and a big shout out to Dave from Machunga.
Here we go.
Craig, six. You've got 10 questions, 60 seconds. Time starts at the end of the first question. For the final time in 2018, the quiz with no name. Thanks to Automasters. Here's Jar with question number one.
Name the Indian cricketer who scored a century yesterday.
Oh, what was his name? Pass.
How old is Hamish Hartlett? 26 or 28?
Automasters.
Okay, what sport does Jordair Jet play?
Automasters.
How many goals did Sam Kerr kick last night in Adelaide?
Automasters.
That's three.
What country was basketballer Thon Maker born in?
Automasters.
Four. Who are Adelaide United playing this weekend?
Automasters.
That's five.
Okay, Australian fielding coach is an ex-wicket keeper. Name him, please.
Pass it, mate, and we'll get back to it.
Pass.
How many runs did Aaron Finch make today?
Zero.
Eddie Maguire's hosting the footy show in 2019. Is that true or false?
False.
Is Bobo a basketballer or a soccer player? Quick.
Soccer.
Indian cricketer who scored a century
yesterday? Pizarra.
Yep.
Automasters.
Oh!
Analyzing now.
Hey, hold that thing for a minute. Shut that down, Murph. Shut that down.
Hang on.
All right.
Number seven.
So we had an Automasters up our sleeve, though, did we not?
We did.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So Pajara was in the question one. Yep. And the only other question outstanding was
seven.
Australia's fielding coach, ex-wicketkeeper, name him. The question here now, Craig, is did you beat the buzzer with the Automasters or did you not? Have we got a third umpire slow-mo that we can get to have a look at? Are we going to rewind and play it? Going to go back and have a look at it?
They're looking to ask for the break.
How about we play a song?
We've got to go third man.
Craig, can you sit tight because the technology here is a little slow.
I think Craig missed out.
Well, yeah, to me, to be honest, and given the Christmas spirit and the season,
I'm at leg split. Leg slip.
All right.
Come on, Jars.
Craig, you know where Jars is at leg split.
Yeah. Oh, you're the better Jarman. Come on,
Craig. Sit tight. Everybody else, we're going to a song. We'll get the actual evidence. We'll replay it and we'll get a final decision after the song, mate.
Thanks, mate.
Oh, what a last show! I reckon
he has just missed out.
Well, I hope not.
Hey, if you're short on mates or relatives, Automasters offers a free return Uber home or work with car servicing and repairs. Check it out. Call 1300 Automasters.
And just prior to In Excess there, we left you with a cliffhanger in the quiz with no name. The final time in 2018, a half a dozen Automasters, Craig from Elizabeth, had. Craig, we've gone to the third umpire. Rather than spoil things for you, I'm just going to let it play out. Have a listen closely. As soon as that bell rings, if the final answer is not in, it means you missed the chocolates. Here's what happened. Is Bobo a basketballer or a soccer player? Quick.
Soccer.
Indian cricketer who scored a century yesterday?
Pizarra.
Yep.
Automasters.
Oh. That's how it played out, Craig.
Bail up, buddy.
You've missed by an absolute beast, but tell you what I didn't like, Craig, was Jarman laughing.
Sorry,
laughing at the moment he heard the buzzer go and you missed. It was a great effort. That was the slow and steady.
It's tough. This is a tough bloody segment, Lou.
For your efforts, though, we're not going to leave you empty-handed, Craig. He gets what, Joe?
All right, double pass to Steve. See Adelaide United take on Melbourne City at Cooper Stadium on Sunday, 16th of December, and get your tickets at Ticket Tech.
Thanks for playing, Craig.
Have a great Christmas, mate. Take care, buddy.
I know it doesn't fill the void of 1,000.
And you had two dices, too.
I did. I tried everything.
You gave him every opportunity.
It was the old slow and steady style that caught him in the end, didn't it?
Yeah.
All right, done and dusted for the
year.
That's
it.
What an Automasters to go out on, Murph.
It's the Rush Hour. Charles and Louis, 104.7 Triple M. We are doing it for Southern Volkswagen. Their 5-year warranty is across the entire range.
Final break of 2018, Charles, and it's a special one. It's worst on ground. Mm. It's the highlights or the lowlights of the year. Of course, you picked up this medal back in March. It was such a convincing win. Well played, mate.
It's just back to back as well.
You jumped out of the gates really early on. Sit back and relax and enjoy some of our not so finer moments of 2018.
It's the end of the year and time to look back on all the worst bits of the Rush Hour for 2018.
Right.
Let's go.
Times like these, I get a little choked up. Just like Sean Craig Murphy and Louis did that time on air.
Andrew Charman and Taylor Lewis. Jars and Louis, it's the Rush Hour 104.7.
You're all right? What happened to your throat, man?
Yeah, I just lost half
a
letter.
Is he all right or not?
I don't know,
Now we've got Louis' stuff out the way, let's focus on the headline act, Andrew Jarman.
I'm the lightning rod.
did you hear that, Bristol? He's the lightning rod.
Lightning rod, possibly. Radio professional, probably not. Just listen how he taps his microphone live on air.
Throughout the footy finals, we're giving you the chance to win the ultimate big screen TV through Last Fan Standing. Yeah, you're on, mate. You're on.
Am I on, Lou?
Yeah. Honestly.
Jars really struggled with catchphrases this year.
Matty Wright has announced his retirement today from the football club. Immediately.
Redbacks go from boom to dust.
What was that?
Boom to dust. Boom to dust.
Boom.
Boom to dust.
Yeah, it's not the saying, though.
Yeah, they've gone from boom to dust.
Now it's boom or bust.
Oh, shit, it is too.
Jars also struggled with names this year too. From rap stars.
That's Kano.
Kanye.
To TV stars. Listen to him chatting to Louis about The Bachelor.
Are you doing The Batch tonight? Oh, because you're tight with old Dingo. What's his lad? Honey Bun.
Dingo. You'll get there. Keep going. The Honey Badger.
That's it.
Even though Jars got a few names wrong, he was quick to point out when others got them wrong too.
Channel 7 commentators getting their names right.
Oh, absolutely.
All of them under the spotlight tonight and tomorrow night. Just I'm not going to name anyone.
Just a continuous
but
flow.
But BT needs to get some people right.
BT, would you like a right of reply?
You need to take a good hard look at yourself, Jarman. You've played one good game. And
Bristol!
I'm sick of dealing with this negativity and mediocrity. I just can't cope anymore.
But come on, Channel 7, get your names right. Show them how, Jars.
I'll tell you who's under the spotlight. Jared Ruffhead, Sean Burgoyne and Dunstan.
Who?
Gunston.
Yeah.
Let's leave you with Andrew Jarman's solution for Friday night footy.
Tell me how this works. A doubleheader.
2018. All right. Nice. So what I want to do is get two doubleheaders on a Friday night. Mm. Now, if there's a shite game.
Two or one?
Two.
One.
Two doubleheaders.
Two one. Doubleheaders.
One doubleheader.
Yeah, one doubleheader. Yeah. That's it. Yeah. What did I say? Two.
Which
okay,
is four.
That means four. Yeah. And you know what? That might even go. That might even work as well.
Oh, just stick to your first idea.
See you in 2019, family.
I've got to apologise to the family.
There it is.
I've had moments, Luke.
Congratulations. You can't see it, but I'm putting the medal around his neck right now. Back to back, worst on grounds for the Juice. He's a 5-2-1 and two times. I don't know how you're going to top that. Go away and have a good spell.
No, I'll have a good... I'll restructure things. I'll be back, Luke. Are we back next year?
We are.
We are, right.
We are. I just hope to see the lightning rod in 2019.
He's a buffhead.
The self-anointed.
Okay.
Thanks
to everyone, too.
Absolutely. All the family. Everybody's tweeted. Everybody's called in. Murph, well done. Great work.
Thanks,
up with us.
Cheers.
To the production line of the crew outside of the studio, who we roll through pretty
frequently.
Our 11
producers.
The Flack,
yeah.
Who is well known even out at the Salisbury Hotel. Yeah. Young Jared, Johnny's filled in. Sam, our vice captain, who takes care of business. But most importantly, all of you people who vote when the books come out for the ratings.
That's it.
A big thank you.
No, you can't say that.
Why?
Yes, you can.
Can't I say thanks?
You can say thanks. Yeah
that's it.
It's a massive thank you for getting another one.
See ya.
No, I didn't know. See ya.
Bye.